This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Oh, let's do more on the witch hunt. That's what I call the Robert Mueller investigation. I've been calling it that from day one. The idea that Donald Trump had ever done anything with the Russians has been so overblown. It's now to the point of being farce. That's right. People are actually making funny memes about Mueller and the interactions of Trump, etc. I mean, it's really become a farce. And there was a poll, Rasmussen poll. We talked about it earlier in the broadcast, that said now the gap is starting to close on the number of people that really thought it was a legitimate investigation and the number of people who didn't. Here are the numbers. 46% of likely voters believe the investigation is an honest attempt to determine criminal wrongdoing, down from 52%. So now less than half the people in the country believe this is legit. 40% consider it a partisan witch hunt. That's up from 32%. So now 8% rise in the number of people who think it's a partisan witch hunt, and down from 46 to 52%, so down 6% in terms of who believe it to be legit. That is a huge gap close. Now, let me tell you what that gap is. That gap are the Democrats who believe now that this is no longer what we thought it was. These are the number of people. When you see this shift, when you wonder why President Trump now is at 51% approval, you're watching a Democrat shift. This is why I keep telling you guys, stop listening to the left and the media tell you, we're going to be okay. We're going to be killing people, in November. We're going to take over the House. Good luck with that. See, when you learn how to read between the lines, and I'm trying to help you here, you find out that there's no way you can have that kind of a correlation and be optimistic going into November. It's the same twisted logic that had these people believing they were going to win in November of 2016. Now, look, I'm not trying to tell you don't go out and do your job and don't go out and talk to people. Quite the contrary. I'm telling you right now is your opportunity to put your foot on the throat of the left, to tell them you've been on a partisan witch hunt for the better part of a year and you've got nothing and you're not going to get anything. And now with them raiding President Trump's office, which, by the way, is going to get you nothing except embarrassment, you should just back out. But you won't do it. You're going to continue to protect these thieves and scoundrels. I'm talking about from the top down: Barack Obama, baby black Jesus, Hillary Clinton, Bill Clinton and the Clinton Foundation, the entire FBI, the NSA, the FISA courts, and on down the line. And what we know from common sense, folks, observation and common sense. Don't go any farther than that. Those are your superpowers. You know exactly what's going on. It's a double standard in what these people have been dealing, how they deal with you. Hillary Clinton should be in prison. James Comey should be in prison. Half of his staff should be in prison. McCabe, Strzok, Page, and all of them, and including going up to the Department of Justice, Loretta Lynch, and Eric Holder. Every one of them should be in prison for the stuff that they've done. So, really? It's a witch hunt. Mike Zolo, he put this on Twitter. So basically, Mueller's using the FBI to go after Trump because he used foul language in the Access Hollywood tape and allegedly slept with a porn star. Just imagine if Trump left four Americans to die in Benghazi and sold guns to Mexican drug cartels. What would we be chasing then? These people did nothing when people in Benghazi died and when drug cartels got illegal guns that Barack Obama sent over there. They did nothing. Alana Mastrangelo said this. She's a member of Turning Point USA, Charlie Kirk's group. She says the Mueller investigation went from Russian collusion to obstruction to Paul Manafort's offshore wire transfers from 2012 to a porn star to Michael Cohen to a tabloid magazine in a supermarket checkout lane to Sean Hannity. How is this not a witch hunt? Stonewall Jackson said this: don't you liberals ever get sick of being played for fools? You get all excited over the recount, all excited over Mueller, all excited over Page, all excited over Papadopoulos, all excited over Flynn and Manafort, then fire and fury, then Stormy, now Comey, and you have nothing. astute you folks are. These are people from my Twitter feed. John Davis said this, with brutal reviews against Comey's book and outlets you'd assume would be supportive, such as the Washington Post and Rolling Stone, I don't imagine today's going to be all that great for Comey's ghostwriter. This book has been brutalized by the Washington Post and Rolling Stone. Even they see it for the farce that it is. Sebastian Gorka tweeted this. This is the woman presiding over the court case involving Donald Trump's lawyer. Her name is Kimball Wood. She forced lawyer Michael Cohen to disclose the name of his other clients. She is a Clinton confidant who was chosen by Hillary to be AG, and she got disqualified. He stopped there, but I can tell you, she got disqualified because she had an illegal nanny. But she also presided over Soros's wedding. This is the person that's been put in charge of dealing with the Trump case, with his attorney's case. And then this is breaking. Judge rejects Trump's request to review seized Cohen materials. Let me get this straight. Hillary's buddy, who would have been her AG, is preventing POTUS from reviewing documents that are protected by attorney-client privilege. The deep state is real. That was Oliver McGee, a friend of mine, who's on Twitter as well. Folks, we are under siege. They're not using guns. They don't have to. They're using lawyers. They're using judges. They're using, just the most absurd logic. And they're coming after us. They've been doing it for decades. And you're finally recognizing it. And luckily for us, we have a champion. We have somebody who truly is a representative of the people. Now, look, I'm not trying to give Donald Trump. He's not godlike to me. He's a failed human being in as much as the rest of us. But the same way I come on this radio, and the reason why you guys listen to me is because I say the things that you're thinking, that you're feeling, that you go, that makes sense. Sometimes you may not be thinking it or feeling it, but you go, it does make sense. What Kevin said, I have to jog an emotion inside of you, but the emotion is there. And by the way, I'm not looking to impress you. I'm not even, I hate to put it this way, but I don't really care. I come on this radio to talk about the things that are important to me. And if they happen to fit what you believe about what's going on, congratulations to us. But I'm watching this thing play out and I'm saying to myself, thankfully we have somebody that thinks like me. That's what when I look at Trump, I say to myself, wow, sometimes he amazes me because I wouldn't have done it. But many times he amazes me because I say that's exactly what should be done. And that's the reason why I pay attention to him, and I'm guessing that's the reason why you pay attention to me, Kevin Jackson, The Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com. Continue listening, because we got more.
This is The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all-too-familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road, and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville, can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit closerthanyourbreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendivite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was the Extendivite. And you know that I'm about 75% better. I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down, and, I got to work under a table or a computer table and work on a computer. I can actually get back up off the floor. You know what? It's an amazing product. I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Face it, today's electric power grid is more vulnerable than ever. From natural disasters to EMP attacks and hacking, the grid could be crippled for days or even decades in the most dire scenarios. Visit quantumharvest.net to see our built-to-last EMP-protected solar power systems. While millions suffer, you'll have vital power for water pumps, refrigeration, and sanitation. Now that's peace of mind. EMP-protected solar power systems for every need and budget. See our full range at quantumharvest.net.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation Analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Jackson Radio Show.
The truth about being black in America. I love this topic. Guy wrote about this. Not me, not Kevin Jackson. By the way, if you're new to the program, I'm Kevin Jackson. You're listening to The Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com. The truth about being black in America. There was a Twitter user, her name is Kimmy Darling. And she recently put out a post, and she knew best what it was like to be a black man in America, despite the fact that she's a white chick. So on Twitter, she said this: the anxiety and depression I would have today had I been born a black male in this country, I know I couldn't survive it. That's what she lamented on Twitter, and she got thousands of likes. And I'm going to tell you, as a black man who experiences none of what she's talking about, I mean, unless it's personally driven, I just wanted to reach through Twitter and give her a wake-up call. Oh, yeah, I know. Somebody thought I wanted to slap her or something. Mm-hmm. I know what y'all think. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Oh, man. She went on to say this: there's absolutely nothing to justify the blatant oppression they experience each and every single day. Nothing. So, what exactly was the blatant oppression that Kimmy was so distraught over? But the guys that got arrested at the Philly Starbucks. Which, by the way, there's a new story about this. Maybe we'll get into it. Another black guy now says he was not allowed to use the bathroom at a Starbucks. I don't know where it was. And he went and saw a white guy coming out of the Starbucks and said, how'd you get the code? He says, the teller gave me the code. He says, did you buy anything? The dude said no. Well, here's what's funny about it. Guy goes into the Starbucks, white dude, asks for the code, gives him the code, comes out. The guy says, did you buy anything? He says no. Here's what potentially could be the rest of the story. You know, he comes in every day. We see him every day. He's a frequent, patron of Starbucks here. He hadn't gotten in line yet. He went to use the bathroom first before he was going to buy something. A host of other things. We don't know. Now, I don't know the story about the black guy, except he went into the Starbucks and he was filming it. He was filming the idea that you aren't going to let me use the bathroom. Now, again, I don't know the entire story. I'm just telling you, if Starbucks think they did themselves a favor by Kevin Johnson, the CEO, coming out and apologizing, holy Howard Schultz, guys, the previous CEO of Starbucks had done everything he could to cater to the progressive social justice warrior class, and yet Starbucks is under attack. And when I went on TV to talk about this, I said, if you're a leftist company, you have to be saying to yourself, what more can we do? What more do we have to prove that we are down for the cause? And yet, they're about to get a crap storm against them that they've never believed. And yet, they have good corporate governance for these types of issues. Good luck with that, Starbucks. Because as I said, if I were Kevin Johnson, I would have said, hey, guys, there are isolated incidents where people feel like they've been disrespected or whatever, and we can deal with those locally. Starbucks across the board, we don't discriminate. We've proven that time and time and again. And I'm going to tell you something. If you think you're going to get an easy lawsuit from us, it's not going to happen. We reserve the right to kick you out of our stores for any reason. If you don't like the way we do business, there are plenty of places for you to get your coffee and pastries. Now, that's what he should have said. But he doesn't have the male genitalia to do that. And we have a society now that would look at that as, oh, my goodness, my goodness. Let me tell you something. The majority of his board members and stockholders would be grateful for that message. Anyway, I'm going to go back to this, what it's like to be black in America. So an employee told these guys they were trespassing. They wouldn't leave. The police were called. They got arrested. And I just gave you the story. But back to the article. According to Kimmy, a loitering arrest is tantamount to terrorism because white people. Yeah, because of white people. Imagine having to consider the question, where are we safe? Is this not terroristic? Boycott Starbucks, Black Lives Matter. That's what she put. That's what she put in the next part of her tweet. And then a black dude who saw it, not me, an actual black guy, okay, from America, he wrote this. I was born a black male in this country. Oliver Campbell is his name. He's an entertainment journalist. He says, I live in a very white state. He says, I don't have anxiety and I don't have depression from it. Campbell shared a glimpse into the horrors of being black male in this country, as Kimmy had written. He says, you know what happens when I go out in the yard in the suburbs and wave it at the neighbors while doing yard work? They wave back. See, I really want to explore this topic. I swear to you, if I ever get on TV and I'm able to do this, what I'm talking about here, it will be a monstrous hit. Don't talk to me about Fox. These guys are, controversy. Really, controversy. What it's like to be a black man in America. How about we get some perspective? There was a black dude that came on. You got to see his video. He's a young kid. And he goes, I'm just going to talk honest today. He says, I've been told all my life to hate white people. He says, and one day I just woke up and went, why? He goes, the level of interaction that I have with whites is so minuscule. There's no reason to hate them. He goes, I interact with them when I'm at a retail store every now and then. He goes, because honestly, I go to places where white people are really doing a lot of business with me. He goes, my interaction with them in my daily life is negligible. I don't deal with them at all until I get outside of my own environment. Then occasionally, and he goes, and they treat me nice. He goes, but I come back to where I live, and I'm supposed to hate them. He goes, I'll be honest with you. I've been taught to hate people that have done nothing to me, no reason to hate them. And he goes, I'm trying to rationalize why they keep telling me this. And it was such a profound video that I remember thinking to myself, what an educational moment. You know, going to a black school and saying, tell me why you hate white people, and having them explain it and say, okay, great, you've explained that. Now, let me ask you this. How does that apply to you? Has that happened to you? Well, no, man, but then I hear about, you know, this, that, and the other. No, I'm just asking you from personal experience. If you're going to live everything anecdotally to somebody else, isn't everything potentially bad for you? I mean, if you want to tell me white people are bad, I can tell you the Guatemalans will tell you that Guatemalans are bad. And Japanese will tell you Japanese are bad. And Chinese will tell you Chinese are bad. You know, what's your experience? When did we go away from that? Somebody telling you white people, when I grew up, I tell people this all the time. People tried to convince me that white people were evil, and I would go, how so? Well, Kevin, they'll do this and they'll do that. And I go, well, you know, it's funny. I'm around a lot of white folks, and they don't do any of the things that you say. Well, man, but you got to understand, it ain't just about what's happening to you. Oh, yes, it is. Yeah, because you want me to believe that there's some element out there, which, for the record, what you're talking about doesn't happen to you. You know, this oppression, you know, black people, Barack Obama talking about, well, young black men get followed in stores. Did you? I've never been followed in a store. Not one time. In my entire life. I'm telling you, I've been to a lot of stores. I've never been singled out and followed. I picked up what I wanted, I bought it, and I left. Lots to talk about on this subject, folks.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 33 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. That's BEST 33 to 443-443.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in.
Get a four-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Bitcoin is losing crypto market share to other digital currencies. Bitcoin's astronomical rise led to the creation of numerous competitors like Ethereum, Ripple, and Litecoin, which have also seen massive gains in value. According to Quartz, Bitcoin made up 85% of the crypto market 1 year ago, and today it has fallen to 36%. Remember, the only way to win in the casino is to take chips off the table. Call Miles Franklin at 866-485-4346 and let us show you how to quickly turn your Bitcoin into the 5,000-year-old safety of precious metals. Miles Franklin can quickly convert your Bitcoin to precious metals with one phone call at 866-485-4346. That's Miles Franklin celebrating our 29th year in business without ever receiving a customer complaint. Call us at 866-485-4346. Fast, easy, safe, and convert your Bitcoin into gold with one phone call.
Pulitzer Prizes used to be a big deal. It's like the Nobel Peace Prize, the Pulitzer Prize, an award for achievements in newspaper, magazine. It expanded to online journalism and literature, music composition, established in 1870. Hungarian-born Joseph Pulitzer, who made his fortune as a newspaper publisher. It's administered by Columbia University, the university that's based in New York City. The prizes are awarded yearly in 21 categories. Each winner receives a certificate and a U.S. $15,000 cash award. It got raised from $10,000 in 2017. Yeah. And the winner in the public service category of journalism is awarded a gold medal. That's right. This is one of these things when people would go, he's won a Pulitzer. You go, ooh. Wow. It would make you take notice. You'd say, oh, that's a person who is not only skilled, they are expert in journalism, in the fields of journalism, literature, music composition, newspaper. It should make you take notice and say, wow, I should pay more attention to this person. Or does it? I mean, Barack Obama got a Nobel Peace Prize while he waged three wars and hadn't done anything, nothing to deserve it. But the Nobel Committee said, hey, he's black. He became president of the United States, one of the most open-minded, free, established nations on the planet, the envy of the entire world, a country that has overcome racism and sexism and misogyny and all these other things, and offers anything to anybody, remains the biggest beacon of hope on the planet. But you know what? Hey, they elected a black president, so let's give him a prize while he wages three wars. Hey, made him feel good. Showed us exactly what these awards mean. I don't know what happened to you in that moment, but I went, wow, I didn't realize the Nobel Peace Prize was such a piece of crap. It's worth nothing. Then I went and I researched it and found out that outside of the science awards, you know, and math and, you know, the STEM stuff, everything else for the Nobel Peace Prize is nothing but a popularity contest among who can be the most leftist in the world. And you start looking at all these other awards. You start looking at the award shows, and you know what you figure out? You figure out that unless you are buying into the New World Order nonsense, the BS, and I wish I could say it on the radio, what I actually feel, but unless you buy into that BS, you can't win any of their stuff. Leftists don't award conservatives awards. Pulitzer Prize. Molly Hemingway tweeted this out after the Pulitzers were announced. Giving out Pulitzers for journalists republishing DNC, Hillary Rodham Clinton, messaging on Trump and Russia while missing the actual huge scandal story there is, like, giving out prizes for media coverage of the 2016 campaign, and it's part of why the media have lost credibility. Yeah, she says, rightfully so, you missed the mark. The Trump-Russian collusion is what you're going to give the New York Times awards for? Are you kidding? They missed it. Britt Hume retweeted this about the New York Times. He says, remember when they only gave out prizes for stories after they panned out? Good times. Get this. The New York Times shares the Pulitzer in national reporting with the Washington Post for coverage that unearthed the ties between Russia and President Trump's inner circle. You can get an award for being completely wrong in journalism. That's what Pulitzer has sunk to. Now, it gets even better. Because I'm guessing they give you this one for this particular, the music award. I don't know how they made this determination. But Sid Rosenberg tweeted this, watch you a comedy. This is a quote from the guy who won the Pulitzer Award. This is a quote from one of his songs. Watch you economy. Take a, I'm going to say crap, okay, but you get the meaning. Then roll up some weed, go hit you a lick, go F on a young lady, a witch, okay? So let me read it again, you'll get the meaning. Watch you a comedy, take a crap, then roll some weed up, go hit you a lick, and go F a witch. These are the lyrics from a Kendrick Lamar song. Now, I don't really care what the guy talks about, tweets about, whatever, but he got a Pulitzer Prize. If that doesn't tell you that society is complete, leftist society, let me correct that, is completely warped off of its center, I don't know what does. Kendrick Lamar, I'm going to read you this from CNN. Kendrick Lamar has created the perfect fusion of politics and hip hop. And on Monday, he got a Pulitzer Prize. And of course he did. In a time when hip-hop is super saturated with vapid pop hits and petty feuds, Lamar is socially resonant and musically gifted. He is the voice of his generation and the first hip-hop artist to win a Pulitzer for his 14-track Damn. That's the name of it. Then they go on to diss a black rapper who doesn't buy into the nonsense. So here it is. While artists like Lil Wayne admit they don't feel connected to Black Lives Matter, Lamar is providing anthems for revolutionary millennials across the country, in much the way that Nina Simone's Mississippi G-Dang, I'm cleaning it up, sounded an anthem for the civil rights movement. They are equating Kendrick Lamar to a new civil rights movement. Nina Simone had a legitimate civil rights movement. Kendrick Lamar doesn't have Jack. Oh, I so wish we weren't on regulated radio. So we could talk openly and honestly about this BS, okay? So I ask you this, America. A Pulitzer that goes to a putz. What's the equivalent of our Pulitzer? When do conservatives give out awards that have meaning? Awards that when leftists hear it, they crave it and they don't get them. When do we create those? When do we create our Emmys and our Oscars and our Tonys and things for our playwrights and our musicians and our authors and our poets? People who speak the truth. When do we do it? See, I'm mad right now. I really am. Because all my life, I grew up wanting the things that the left presented. When you were a kid, you wanted a Pulitzer, you wanted a Nobel Peace Prize, you wanted an Emmy, you wanted an Oscar, you wanted a, you know, one of these awards that they gave out because you felt like if you did the right thing, if you earned it, it was yours. It was yours for the taking. That's not the case. Everything you were taught by your parents, by school, do the right thing, you know, learn right from wrong and side on righteousness is completely out the door. You have to believe in a lie, the lie of Black Lives Matter, to be a person writing music in order to get something, to get a Pulitzer Prize in music. So if you were a kid and you were growing up and you were rapping about what's really happening in the hood, that his brother's out there doing crime, bringing cops in, looking for a payday. Look, I'm not going to try to build a rap for you, but I'll tell you this. Kendrick Lamar is so far off base, he doesn't even know where the base is. That's how far off base he is. And there are leftists out there waiting to just buy into it. It was funny, when I was on TV talking about the Starbucks thing, Liz asked me, she says, Kevin, a lot of white people are coming to his aid. They're the ones saying, you know, yeah, we witnessed this happen. I said, let me tell you something. Those very same white people didn't even notice the other blacks in the restaurant, in the Starbucks establishment, that had no beef, that were buying coffee, reading the paper, doing their work, whatever. That happens every single day in every city in America. Black folks go to Starbucks and they are not harassed. They aren't told they can't go to the bathroom or anything else. So we take this one, these two guys, this single incident, which now there's supposedly two, but this single incident, and suddenly Starbucks is racist, and it's a racist society, and we all need to make a new, now we got a new place for civil rights. It isn't Michael Brown's place where he died. No, it's a new one. It's ridiculous. It's white folks trying to get in on something because they think it's cool. Yeah, man, I have to stand up for that brother. This is saying, look, he'll stand up for that brother there, but will be afraid of that brother if he ever went to his hood. They're just a bunch of disingenuous liars. Everybody, oh, look at Kendrick. Kendrick Lamar, he's amazing. Okay, he's so amazing. Go buy his albums, get his artwork, do whatever you want to do. He ain't that amazing, I promise you. He's not that amazing. It's like Denzel Washington said of these actors. Look, folks, it's just acting. Don't get it twisted. You're not doing that much for the world. It's just acting. You know what this kid is? It's just singing, man. And it isn't even that good. If those are your, if that's your lyrics, watch your comedy, take a crap and roll up some weed, go hit a lick, go F a witch. Yeah, that's amazing stuff. That's going to be, you know, history will remember this forever, right? Nonsense.
Kevin Jackson
on the Black Sphere Radio Network.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back. Or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at sunny-bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. Or call 253-678-1361. For hot and cold therapy, sunny-bay.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. 99 bucks for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing it, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Clinic. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
An end to identity politics.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
I asked earlier what the where Adam Schiff was, and my Cracker Jack team of producers said, "Hey, Kevin, here he is. He was on a." I don't watch these other channels, so I hadn't seen him. Hadn't seen anybody writing about him, so it made me wonder what was going on because he's the Democrats' tag dog. He's all over Trump. It's funny they've run out of things to go after. So when I heard the clip during the break, I got to tell you, Adam Schiff. He's being very Schiffonian. Well, how would you say Schiffonian? Schiffian? He's being very Schiffian because he hasn't disappointed. Here's the clip of Adam Schiff.
Something the former FBI director did is that he hinted at the possibility that the Russians have something that could blackmail President Trump, but he offered no evidence. Based on everything you've seen, what is your take?
Well, I think I'm very much in the position of James Comey, which is the investigation still has more work to do. One of the issues that concerns me the most, Congress is not investigating, and I don't know if Bob Mueller is investigating, and that is, were the Russians laundering money through the Trump Organization? There are a number of credible allegations along these lines. That to me would be far more compromising than any salacious video. After Stormy Daniels, how compromising could a salacious video be?
Laundering
anyway,
it how?
Laundering it by Russians who needed to unload lots of money, a Trump organization that's in trouble financially, can't borrow money from banks. The only bank that seems to lend them money in massive amounts is Deutsche Bank, which had to pay hundreds of millions in fines for laundering Russian money. So this may be a red line of the president's for a reason, but he is not entitled to draw red lines.
Oh my gosh, that was so rich in so much content to just completely take a sledgehammer to the head of Adam Schiff, metaphorically speaking. So here's what we're talking about. By the way, welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson. It's a Kevin Jackson Show. KJRadio.com. Jot this number down. 844-551-8255. We love having you come visit. He said, hinted at evidence of the Russians having information on Trump. And Adam Schiff was like, well, I'm in the same boat as Comey. Let me tell you what that was code for. I have no idea. And I know that there isn't anything, but we must leave it open. Comey, they could have information on Trump. Yeah, they could have information on Obama. They could have information on Schiff. They could have information on Kevin Jackson. Or, here's the big one, or they could not. Dershowitz said it best, that Comey should have said, there's no evidence pointing to anything like that. That's what he should have said. But Comey's a petty little chump, is what he is. He's a pretty little princess. And he had to make it appear as though there's some impropriety. And, of course, Adam Schiff jumped on it. I hadn't seen Adam, so I didn't know where he was, where he's been. You know, he's a busy little guy, you know, running around D.C. trying to find dirt on conservatives. So he says this, the investigation needs more work. It's got more work to do because we don't know if they have any information on Trump. Oh, okay. Well, hold on a minute. So we've been doing this for a year. You've looked in the knickers of everybody from L.A. to New York, and you still don't have any information on whether it's Trump. And remember when a Schiff got punked by those Russian radio hosts? That was too funny. He's jotting that. So you have a tape of this prostitute that was with Donald Trump, do you? Okay. Well, let's see. Let's say, you know, he's jotting down notes and he's got, yes, we have very good evidence of this. We need to talk to you. We would come to where you are. You could come to us. It does not matter. And he's falling for it. Hook, line, and sinker, boy. So he says, this investigation needs more work. You know, look, and he goes, this is bigger than the Stormy Daniels thing. This is so much bigger than that. You want to know why he said that? Do you need to hear it again? I'm telling you, he completely blew off the Stormy Daniels and the Russian prostitutes deal. And he goes, no, it's bigger than that. There could be money laundering. And let me tell you why, before I get into the money laundering thing, let me tell you why he said it's bigger than that. It's bigger than that because there is nothing to the Stormy Daniels thing. That's his problem. Oh, my goodness. There's nothing more to say about Stormy. Who? Let me just tell you what Stormy's doing. Stormy is stripping at a club near 5 miles away in Mar-a-Lago, 5 miles away from Mar-a-Lago, in the city where Trump, you know, where the resort is. She's now resorted to going around the country on what's he called the tour? Make America Horny tour. And she's gone to stripping in clubs from city to city. I swear, true story. I was in St. Louis to do an event 2 or 3 weeks ago. I've been there twice, but I was there, so I had to go to one event. I had my rental car. I was driving through downtown because I had to go somewhere. I think I was headed to look at my house. And the billboard for Come See Stormy Daniels at Sauge, which is right across the river in Illinois. It's a terrible place to go. It's essentially the equivalent of East St. Louis, but it's a little town called Sauge, and it's run by a bunch of crooked people because it's all about gentlemen's clubs, and I use that term loosely. Stormy Daniels was performing there at that time, so she's making the circuit, going from gentlemen's club to gentlemen's club, doing her act and making money with that, probably with the help of Larry Flint, I'm presuming, because he owns a bunch of those, and so that's essentially her new racket. So, yeah, it was a serious thing that Stormy Daniels was doing. By the way, after she admitted that she had never had sex with Donald Trump, in her own declaration to a friend who gave the phone record that said that's exactly what Stormy Daniels said. The lady, I don't know if she's testified, but she certainly said it. That she asked that her name not be used anymore because she doesn't want to get the media frenzy. But that's where Stormy Daniels is. So it's gone. Now we've got a lawyer who works for Stormy Daniels who's getting more press than she is. He's trying to build his, you know, little book of clients because, you know, you can make a lot of hay, as Gloria Allred can testify, if you say the right things and do the right things on behalf of the Democrats. So that's what we have. That's exactly where we stand at this very moment. And so he has to abandon that. Schiff's got nothing there. So he's like, well, you know, there's bigger things that happen here. So what are they? Well, they could be laundering Russian money. And I forget her name, but she says, well, how? He says, well, there are Russians who need, you know, their money laundered. And Donald Trump could have a business that is not doing very well. And so he would then collude with, okay, well, how about we just make up any scenario? I mean, it was so contrived and so made up, it was laughable. Well, it could have been done this, and of course, you know, he banks only with Deutsche Bank, and Deutsche Bank launders, but they got a penalty for laundering money for the Russians. Well, let me just say this. If indeed Deutsche Bank was laundering money for the Russians, don't you think that during the investigation, all of that would have come out? That they were using Donald Trump's companies to do such a thing? And if there's all this collusion with this, I would certainly believe that there's no protection for Donald Trump in the financial industry with all the money that the Democrats have given. Why isn't, does anybody come forward and said, you know, I ran the shell company of the shell company of the shell company that Donald Trump used to funnel money for Vladimir Putin into this? What it amounts to is Schiff's trying to shift the ability to say, well, we've got this new investigation that's potentially, oh, well, let me ask you this, Adam Schiff. What exactly would that have had to do with the election? And, oh, by the way, since we're talking about laundering money, when do we finally get into the conversation about the Podestas? When do we finally get into the conversation about Uranium One and Manafort's relationship to those issues, which are not, by the way, tangential, which are directly related? When do we start talking about that? Unbelievable. So I asked where this clown was, and my Cracker Jack producers actually found him. And he's up to no good. But you know what? He's not nearly as vocal. It's no longer about Trump and his, you know, all the supposed philandering that he's done. And now it's not about electioneering. It's about, oh, it could be far worse. He could be laundering money. Now we're on to something really big that had nothing to do with the original investigation. For all intents and purposes, let's say Trump was laundering money. I mean, it would be bad to do, but the fruit of the, what do they call it, the fruit of the rotten apple or something like that? You can't, I mean, you can theoretically say, well, we found this evidence through something that we weren't supposed to be digging into. And they wouldn't even care. Do you think the Democrats would care? If they could connect Donald Trump to something, even though they illegally obtained the information, think about it. What did that judge do with Cohen? She says, we want to know who all your clients are. That's how Hannity's name got thrown into the mix, because they got to try to make you look bad. Let me tell you something. It'll make Hannity's ratings go up. It'll make Sean Hannity look good if he says, yeah, I was a client of Cohen. So what? That's what lawyers have clients. What are you trying to tell me? Cohen shouldn't have any clients? It's ridiculous.
He won't stop until he's the top-rated radio talk show host in America.
What kind of weird competitive freak are you?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.